This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The first half of property taxes are due at the end of the month. If you chose to pay them in two parts, for many Coloradans, that payment is going to be higher than it was last year. KRCC's Shauna Lewis has more.
Home prices have grown, especially in Front Range areas, including El Paso and Pueblo counties. Tax assessors in every county around the state review property values every 2 years based on current sales figures. State Property Tax Administrator Joanne Groff says rising prices affect taxes.
The Constitution demands that residential properties are valued on a market value. No other consideration.
A state assessment rate and local mill levies are applied to that value to calculate the tax for each property. The funds are collected and used locally. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Parts of Rocky Mountain National Park will be closed into the summer. That's to protect nesting sites for hawks and other birds of prey. The closures start this month, a month earlier than usual, and put many popular rock climbing routes off limits. Rock faces that appeal to climbers also make good nesting areas. The park plans to reopen those areas by the end of July. A man has been arrested and accused of stealing a fossilized dinosaur claw whose rightful owner is a Coloradan. The fossil, worth $25,000, was taken from a gem and mineral show in Tucson, Arizona last month. The suspect allegedly tried to sell the claw to a different vendor who recognized it and alerted police. Mostly sunny across the state today, highs close to 40 along the Front Range and warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.